Hi, good evening. This is Daniel.
Hi, Miriam.
Hello.
Hi.
Evening.
Good
We'll be starting shortly.
Okie I'm gonna go ahead and mute.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Does anybody have any questions before we start? Please join me in saying the Anabakos. Anabakoa Gedula Chemincha Tatir Serura Aleph Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora Kufrei Shayin Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dor Sheyechudcha Kivavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. The letters of the month of Nisan. The Dalet that created the planet Ma'adim, the planet Mars, and the Hay that created the constellation Taleh, the lamb or the ram, the astrological sign of Aries. Barhem Taharem Rachame Sitkatcha Tamid Gamlem Petet Reish Tzaditav Kimmel Chasim Kadosh Virov Tuvcha Nael Adatach Pet Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Pene Zokre Kiddushata Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadi Yud Tav. We have put the energy of creation into our space. Well, now we will separate between the right and left column energies utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'Chanun, Erech Apayim, V'Rav Chesed V'Emet, Notzer Chesed L'Alafim, Nosei Avon V'Chesha, V'Chata'av V'Nakei. We're going to connect to the energy of the year of the goat, with two verses. The first one is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. And we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kud shabarichu ishkinte bitilu. Urchimu tilu tilu urchimu. Liyakda l'shem yud hei bevav hei. Yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. Lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayihino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu konanei aleinu maasei yadeinu konaneihu. Tzod saduni katzipor oyevai chinam. I normally have some Kabbalistic first and last letters and so forth, but because of time and because we did that less than an hour ago, I'm going to move quickly through these verses and connecting to this, these energies. The next verse that I will read is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem tadibaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. Now for the year 5776, the year of the pause, there are two verses also. The first one is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Rak ha-kohanim ha-yu limat ולא יכלו להפשיט את כל העולות ויעסקום אחיכם הלוויים עד כלא תמלאכה ועד יתקדשו הכהנים כי הלוויים ישרי לבב להתקדש מהכהנים. The second verse is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Fidhu ba Adonai Yohewahe Adead kibia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tzur Olamim. The next year, 5775, the year that death is swallowed up forever. There are three verses. The first that we read is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni, lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol amachavoyam. Asher yidchabe sham wishavtem elai el nachom. Wehalakti itchem wichayayim yeshno. Varetz vehipasti oto bekol alfe Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job, chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach. Yoved roav, yom ruayom. And the energy of peace in the Middle East from the year 5774, there's only one verse that connects to that energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Tvisam timachom liami liyisrael, untati vishakam. Tafta v'lo yirgaz, od v'lo yosifu. V'nei avla l'anoto, ka'asher barishona. We'll now scan the 72 names of God. and the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the Tzaddikim who left this day, which is the 11th day of Nisan, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Lipschitz, Rabbi Bezalel HaKohen of Vilna. It is the birthday of the Rabbi Schneerson, the Chabad Rebbe, the 7th Chabad Rebbe, Rabbi Moshe Ben Nachman, the Ramban, who is a famous Kabbalist, and Rabbi Yeshaya Horowitz, also a very famous author and Kabbalist. And the 8th verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. Today's handout can be found on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. It's the first row, the right-hand column. It opens up to a list of all of the parashas. Scroll down to the second parasha under the book of Vayikra. That opens up to a list of sections from the parasha of Tzav. And if you go to section 5, Part 2, it will open up to Pasuk 39. And I believe I did say the L'shem Yehud, is that correct?
Yes, Hanok.
Thank you, Daniel. Good to hear from you. And we're going to start with a verse that we did last Sunday, just to make the continuity connection. So, Pasuk 39. Tanaim v'amoraim avadai ola v'atat v'asham tilat v'kudin inun tilat avahan Shala mim matronita everdihi ashlumim bekol ever kegavna dioma kadma adhag. The translation, this faithful shepherd said to them, Tanaim and Amoraim, surely the burnt offering, the sin offering, and guilt offering are three different precepts, which are the three fathers, namely Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet. And the peace offering is the queen, Malchut, a body part of Zerantin, namely its tenth Sephirah, which completes every body part of Zerantin, like the first day of a feast, where a pilgrim's burnt offering is sacrificed, by which Malchut ascends and completes each and every body part of Zerunpin into 10 Sephirot. My commentary, this pasuk is relating the various sacrifices to the Sephirot and is also explaining that when Malchut unites with Zerunpin, Zerunpin becomes complete. Pasuk 40. Mi shelo hagyot harashon al hagaleya itmar meu wat lo you call lead kon behesron lo you call lehima not behayu katatimakev laola het Ihu dekar chatat nukba uzimnin yait besam chat. Tat Beit Farash Meola Behahu Sair Beit Marusir Izim Hechad Lechatat. The translation. It says that whoever does not celebrate the first holiday of the feast, who does not bring a pilgrim's burnt offering and holiday peace offering with which to attach Malchut to Zeranpin, and after the holiday he has not yet brought them, that which is crooked cannot be made straight, and that which is wanting cannot be numbered. It is the sin offering, namely a sin that detains the burnt offering. As he detains Malchut from rising to Zeranpin, which is the secret of the burnt offering, by not bringing the pilgrim's burnt offering. Sin is male, and the sin offering is female, as both carry the same meaning. At times, the sin offering, namely the sin, is perfumed and separates from the burnt offering, not holding Malchut from rising any longer. By that, he-goat, as it says, and one kid of the goats for a sin offering. To understand this verse, one needs to understand that on Pesach, there were two sacrifices brought by the whole nation. Each person in the nation brought these sacrifices. One is called the Paschal sacrifice, and the other is called Chagigah. One is a burnt offering, and the other is a peace offering that is consumed in the precincts of Jerusalem. Then the he-goat offering is the offering made on each Rosh Chodesh. And this comment should help one to understand this pasuk number 40. If it does not, please send me an email to question it. Pasuk 41. Asham talo achid v'tarvayu kiman de achid lekanu kan. Bihu talu be'em saita, kegon hakol talu, ad sheyavau Eliyahu, bayafrish, le mitaman, aki asham talu, ihu hachid, betar vayhu. Adi Yahavin, Leia Mizona, Ileia Shokad, Ileia Vait Barash, Mitaman Vemit Karvin, Avarin Tekala, Daledav Dehaki, Ihu Asham Behatat. Yisir kot ki'achidan pareya v'lamenei ma'anichim l'aleparcha v'salka l'gabeyela l'nashba berucha v'kudcha. The translation. The transgression for which a trespass offering or doubtful guilt is brought is attached to them both, as if it is holding to this one and that, and is suspended in the middle between them. Namely, it damages the central column that contains right and left. Similarly, everything is pending for Elijah to come and separate her, Malchut, from there, from the Klipot, which will happen at the end of the correction. So does the trespass offering for doubtful guilt hold on to both, damaging the right and the left. until the other side is given its food and bribe from the trespass offerings for doubtful guilt. The other side will then be separated from it, and the limbs of the bride, namely the two columns right and left of Malchut, come near each other. Guilt and sins are like adhesions to the lungs. Namely, they are like membranes attaching the lobes of the lungs to each other, not allowing Malchut to fly and ascend to Zerunpin and blow by the Holy Spirit or the holy wind. My commentary. By giving a guilt and sin offering, a person cleanses what is holding Malchut from rising to Zerunpin. Once Malchut rises to Zerunpin, the central column becomes complete. And this pasuk is explaining this. Pasuk 42. Zehu leola tikiv veyaye haseh leola veitmar veyaseh tamim zachar haidiktiv ish tamim vehatzarich lemishal dehaseh ihu limida tayir ihu Lismala dechainu, Seir azizin, Echad lechatat, Veit sair, veit sair, Sair echad la Hashem, Usir, Echad le azazel. Vehainu dikti benatan, Acharon al shene hashirim. Goralot, goral echad l'Hashem. Begoral echad l'Azazel. Uvahu seir itmar be'esav. Ish sair v'dak yaved. Tenatil kol inun shemarim adam. Sechin. Avavulot, Orchot, Sapachot, the Kalmine, Saraat, the Hainu, Dikti, Venasha, Hasair Alav, Et Kol Avonotam, Eleret Gezera, the Inun Avonot. Tam dehihu libaukten itperesh milarba libaukten itpesam dehihu kaved bailen bovin belakos lasalka. Legabe Yaakov, Ishtam Chadu Mare, Magnitin Dimtiv Tan, Dekanachte Im, Tanayin Ve'amorayim. The translation. A lamb is sacrificed as a burnt offering. As written, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? It says of it, your lamb shall be without blemish. The Hebrew word is tamim, a male. And as a plain, the Hebrew word tamim, man, meaning perfect. Also, a lamb without a blemish means it is perfect, being a burnt offering, which is on the right. The lamb is to the right and a he-goat to the left, namely, and one kid of the goats for a sin offering. As goats, the Hebrew word is izim, indicate harsh, the Hebrew word is azim, judgments of the left. There is a he-goat and there is a he-goat, namely one he-goat for Hashem and one he-goat for Azazel. As it is written, and Aaron shall cast lots upon the two goats, one lot for Hashem and the other lot for Azazel. It was concerning this he-goat, the Hebrew word Seir, that it says of Esau that he is a hairy, Hebrew Seir, man. This is the aspect of the liver, which is kaved, literally meaning heavy, which receives and absorbs all the yeast in the blood, which are boils, smallpox, skin sores, and all kinds of leprosy. Hence it is written, and the goat shall bear upon itself all their sins. The Hebrew word is avonotam, to a barren land. Avonotam is composed of the letters of avonotam, the sins of the perfect, that is, the heart, called perfect. It then stops being a part of the heart, the secret of Malchut, which is then perfumed, and Azazel is made heavy with those sins. It carries upon itself, and is not light enough to rise to Jacob, the perfect man, the secret of Zeranpin. The faithful shepherd did not utter his question because he wanted them to ask it. The sages of the Mishnah and the heads of the yeshiva who came down with the Tanaim and the Amoraim rejoiced. My commentary. The pasuk is esoteric, in my opinion, and I do not fully understand it to explain it. I can explain parts of it, but it's not complete in my understanding. So if anybody would like to share their understanding, please feel free to do so. Pasuk 43. Kam chad minayhu be'amar raya ve'emana pavli rishul mishal batar dezakena. Lamishma milin yakirin ilain mipumach dioraita tadinachkat mipumach yikara iyo mifninin vikoch apatzecha lo yishu bavia kol da halacha. Iyo velil mod anitzarich asayir diazazel shapir asham talu beyan atarihu. The translation. One of them rose, and he said, "Faithful shepherd, allow me to ask a question. After having merited to hear these precious words from your mouth, for the Torah coming out of your mouth is more precious than pearls, and all the things you can desire are not to be compared to her. For all that, it is a halakha, and I need to learn it. You said well that the he-goat sent to Azazel is on the left, but where is the pending sin offering?" My commentary. The question is clear and is formulated, and this is the question that Rabbi Ashlag referred to above in verse 42. Pasuk 44. Amar le'a berich ant berisha pirka. She'alta ela amudadem saita achid be'ya yamina usmala de'inun chesed u'gvura kegufa yachid bein tirem diroim devarnash o'kinesher Di Ahidan Beya Tirin Gadin Leparcha Bechon Vikiona Di Ahidat Ba Tirin Gadin Piam Tilat Leoraita The God din dila le mitzvot sase uvoni hiyo haola uparchet leela haki pikudin dilata ase inun tefisu dila kigon tiparim v'necha chazim Bapach v'kol p'chafsin D'ilelim d'imach bin L'aleparcha itkerio Sirkot k'ilein sirkot D'imach v'lekan pei Rea l'nash v'a The translation. He said to him, Blessed are you, my son. You asked well, yet the central pillar with the right and left attached to it, which are chesed and gevurah, is like a man's body holding his arms, or an eagle with two wings attached to it, with which to fly. For the face of an eagle is the central column of the four living creatures. Comprised of right and left. It is also similar to a dove, the secret of Malchut called dove in Shir HaShirim, to which two wings are attached. She is likened to the Torah and her wings to the positive precepts. The secret of right and Chasadim, with which she rises and flies up to Zeranpin. In the same manner, the negative precepts, which are of the left and judgments, are her snares, like birds caught in a trap. And all her snares keep her from flying up to Zeranpin and to Bina. They are called adhesions, namely tissues attached to the lobes of the lungs, the membranes that keep the wings of the lungs from blowing. Adhesions relate to the idea of glatt kosher meat. Yet it is truly a clear answer to the question asked. Positive mitzvot are on the right column, while negative mitzvot create blockages and limit the rising of malchut. Positive mitzvot allows and strengthens malchut to rise to Zeranpin. When an animal is shechted, is slaughtered, in the kosher manner, that animal's internals, its lungs and other organs, are checked for adhesions. And that's the meaning of designating a certain animal and the meat from that animal is glatt kosher. And essentially, it's saying that there is no corruption in that animal that would interfere with its consumption, and the spiritual growth of the person who eats that animal. Verse 45. Aki Hashem de Israel Achid Begad Po. Ishkinta de inun, Evan de Kursiayo, Dilate Olabahon, Bezich van de Israel, the Gabe Kuchabarichu, Umachvin la Umachvidin, God Pa'a Kataot, Bilchon Viasham. Imad Ever, De Erev Rav, Sarka Ahida Bekursi Ayo Vitaman Matronita Vilamanchat Lala Salka Migaluta Vizahvan Ahidan Bala Salka Ishtarat Yavira Gegon Sirka Dalu Beavira Vida Amuda Dem Saita Haki Asham Dalu Betsadik Dehihu Ahid Ben Shemaya Viara. The translation. Such is the guilt offering, for Israel are attached to the wings of the Shekhinah, which are the living creatures carrying the throne. The sin offering prevents Malchut from ascending through them by the merits of Israel to the Holy One, blessed be He. Zeranpin for their sin offerings. Detain her and make the wings heavy. The guilt offering is the mother of the mixed multitudes. It is the adhesion that is attached to the throne where the queen is, not to the wings only, like the sin offering. It does not let her go out from exile, and the meritorious deeds of Israel hold on to her to raise her from exile. She therefore remains in the air like an adhesion, suspended in the air, air being the central column, meaning she is suspended like an adhesion to the central pillar. Zeranpin, since due to the guilt offering, she cannot be united with him, save by a guilt offering. It is thus therefore called a trespass offering for doubtful, literally pending guilt. Since it is suspended in the air, hence the guilt depends on the righteous, yesod of Zeranpin, where it damages, and the guilt offering rectifies, which is pending between heaven, Zeranpin, and earth, Malchut. And we consider it suspended between Zeranpin and Malchut. Therefore, it is called trespass offering for doubtful pending guilt. My commentary. This pasuk is explaining why a guilt offering is called a trespass offering for doubtful guilt. One would think it is due to being unsure. This is not true. The guilt is real, but it is actually Satan making you feel guilty, and it increases the suffering that will come your way, chas v'shalom. Pasuk 46. Chatati hi yoteret akaved achbidat ala bechataot delif lukin bechovin di Yisrael kegavna dekaved makbid shemarim beinundamim al arkin Deliba Akilen Fataot Not Mak Bidin Al Gadpo Ishkinta Deinun Ikudin Diase Bidamyan Lekanpe Yona Lota Ase Kadinun makbidin ala se deinun Kadchovin de Yisrael Merubin mizachvan Itamar peoraita deihu gufa Vetashlich emet arza deihit sovachat Nachtahnani Hashem bide Lo kal kum nafla Lo tosif kum. the translation. The sin offering is the lobe of the liver, Hebrew meaning kaved, meaning heavy, is the name of the organ that we call the liver. Since it lies heavy on Malchut, with sins of the filthy iniquities of Israel, and the liver burdens the arteries of the heart with yeast, which is blood. So those sin offerings lie heavy on the wings of the Shekhinah, which are the positive precepts, likened to the wings of a dove. The negative precepts burden the positive, as we said, meaning that when the iniquities of Israel are more numerous than the merits, it then says of the Torah, the body, namely Zeron Pin, called body, and it casts down the truth to the ground. Malchut cries, Hashem has delivered me into the hands of those against whom I am not able to rise up. She is fallen, and she shall no more rise. My commentary. This pasuk is instructing us to continue to do good deeds, since this is the way to add merits. Pasuk 47.
Uginda takinu tanaim viamoraim silotin ba'atar dekarbanin viabara tataot viashamot mina uginda takinu silota deshacharit dekarban hashachar Utslota demincha, Egarban bain haarbaim, Utslota da arvit, Keemurim, Uftarim, Dehawo mit achlim, Kohalaila, Utleat avahan, Itachinu tilatzlotin lekabel merkavta deinun katirin bakima deukmuha beahavot hein hein ha merkava deinun veneaye el hayamin. The Arbatam, Ayin Kaf, Reaya, Mehemna.
The translation. For that reason, the Tanaim and the Amoraim composed prayers in place of the sacrifices to remove sins and guilt from Malchut. That is why the Shacharit service was composed as the morning sacrifice, the prayer of Mincha as the evening sacrifice, and the Arvit prayer as the portions of the sacrifice, and the fatty parts that were consumed on the altar all night. The three patriarchs who composed three prayers in correspondence with the chariot to which they were attached or are attached, who are Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet, as we said, are the very chariot. The four had the face of a lion on the right side, which is Chesed, the face of the ox, Gevurah, and the face of an eagle, Tiferet. Corresponding to them are the three prayers. My commentary. This pasuk is explaining what is well known. Our prayers three times a day replace the sacrifices and the offerings performed in the temple three times a day. How does this work? This is an aspect of Hashem's mercy. Pasuk 48.
Eshtami tukad al hamizbeach lo tichbe. Rabbi Chayiyo, Patach Yomer Yitzhak El Abraham,
Aviva Yomer, Hineni, Veniva Gomer, Vayomer, Tilat Zeminun, Zinin, Deitzak, Vayomer, Hadi Abraham, Amai Haki, Elagimu, Lemaase Bereshit, Deinun, Tilat Deitzak, Awo Becha, De Abraham, Barbia, Dikti, Hineni, Bini Dechika, Hineni, Uktiv, Yehi Meorot, Birkiya, Hashemayim, Meorot Chaser. The translation. The fire shall ever burn brighter and higher, burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. Rabbi Chia opens the discussion with the verse, and Isaac said to Abraham, his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here I am, my son. And he said, Behold the fire. The word said is mentioned three times by Isaac and once by Abraham. Why is this so? And he answers, in correspondence with the 3 days of the creation. There were three said by Isaac. The one said by Abraham corresponds to the fourth day of creation, as is written, Here I am, my son. The absence of the words, and Abraham said, Here I am, my son, indicates that he said, I am in distress. This corresponds to the words, Let there be luminaries. The Hebrew word is meorot, spelled incompletely, in the firmaments of the heaven, where the word meorot is spelled without a vav. Meorot, curses, a sign of the complaints of the moon. My commentary. I do not understand this verse in the sense that I cannot explain it. Of course, it is clear that the three times Isaac says, Vayomer, relates to three Sephirot. What I am not sure is which three. Is it the higher three or the lower three? Pasuk 49. Ve'itema Vayomer, Vayomer, Yatirinun, Elainun, Satimin. Awo b'machashava b'ilenit kalyan migoy chashoka vayomer yitzak el Abraham uktiv vayomer Elohim yehior vayehior vayomer avi uktiv vayomer Elohim yehi rakia Betoch Amayim, Vayehi Mavdil, Ben Mayim Lamayim, Vayomer Hine Haesh Vayomer, Elohim Yikahuhu, Amayim Vayomer Hineni, Vayomer Elohim, Yehi Meorot. The translation. You may say that the number of times said mentioned in this portion is more numerous. Why then should I speak of only four saids? He answers the others saids mentioned in the portion are concealed in thought, while these four are revealed out of the darkness. And Isaac said to Abraham, corresponds to the verse, and Elohim said, Let there be light, and there was light. Also, and said, My father, corresponds to the verse, and Elohim said, Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide water from water. And he said, Behold the fire, corresponds to the verse, And Elohim said, let the waters gather. Finally, and he said, here I am corresponds to the verse. And Elohim said, let there be luminaries. My commentaries. We have the answer to the question that I asked in Pasuk 48. It refers to the higher three, Sephirot and Malchut. That's the end of our class, the end of the section. Does anyone have questions? Classes this coming week. There's a class at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning to take control of the month of Shavat. There is no other class on Friday. Then on Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, there will be a class to take control of the parasha, or the month of Adar. And at 6 o'clock West Coast time, we will have Havdalah. And at 7 o'clock, we will have a Zohar class. We will also do some of the blessings and statements associated with searching for the Chametz. Sunday morning at 8 a.m., we will do the burning of the Chametz and the appropriate blessings and statements. Then at 10:30 on Sunday, we will continue our learning about the Seder itself. There is no additional class Sunday afternoon. Come Monday, it is the Saturday, there is a class where we will do the control of Adar. Then Sunday, we will be do a repetition, a second chance for any months that you might have missed. That would be at 8 o'clock. Saturday night at 6 is Havdalah. And at 7 o'clock will be a Zohar class connected to the holiday of Pesach. And as I said, Sunday morning we will do all of the months. That will be at 8 o'clock. Then at 10:30 we will continue our learning for the holiday period, including the Omer, which starts on Tuesday. Monday morning, there is no class in the morning. Let me rephrase that. Monday morning at 8 o'clock, there is a class for the Chametz, for the burning of the Chametz and other statements. Then the evening, Monday evening and Monday afternoon, there will not be any classes because it is the Seder. And that's true Tuesday morning as well. There's no class. And no class during the day. But Tuesday night, after the second Seder, at 8:30 West Coast time, we will have our first counting of the Omer as a community together. For those of you who wish to join us, and we will be doing the counting of the Omer every evening at 8:30. Wednesday next week, there's no mini Zohar class, but there is a question and answer session at 7 o'clock, followed by the counting of the Omer at 8:30. Thursday, there's no morning class, but there is a advanced reincarnation class at 4:30, and at 7 o'clock, a Zohar class, and at 8:30, our counting of the Omer. Friday evening, if you will have joined us for the three countings up till then, you should be able to do the fourth counting yourself, so I don't see the need to break the Shabbat Friday evening. But Saturday, at 6 o'clock, we will do Havdalah. At 7 o'clock, we will have a Zohar class. And at 8:30, we will count the Omer. Followed by Sunday, where we will continue our preparation and teachings about the holidays. That will be 10:30 in the morning. And then Sunday evening at 8:30 p.m., we will count the Omer. I remind you to put on your calendars that April 23rd at 6 p.m., which is a Sunday, we will start our classes on Lashon Hara. I hope you'll join us. I bid you all Shabbat Shalom. Have a beautiful week. Are there any questions? Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.